Hello everybody, I'm excited, so I thought I would share my excitement. For anybody who's excited, is there anybody excited out there? Is anybody as excited as me? I don't know, full of faith people. I need some faith-filled people who actually believe God. Isn't that like important for us to grow? If you're not around faith-filled people, you're just with dead people and they don't want to grow. So you got to find faith-filled, energized people. And that brings me to what I needed. Laziness with no energy to work, you know. So if we're not going to have any energy to work, we need to find some energy. And some people will turn to, you know, other natural substances to find energy. And I thought, well, I can't do that, so I need energy. So I went to the Word of God and I found the answer. Isn't that exciting? For the Word of God, that for the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, which is the soul and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. So I was looking for energy in the Bible because I need energy. And it occurred to me that I have a lot of energy on Sundays. And I thought, well, this is because I really study the Word a lot on Sundays. And I think maybe we need to study the Word a little bit more, like every day, but properly. Not just read it dead, but like open it, read it, look for what we need. And that's what I did. So we needed energy. So we found energy in the Bible. Dunamis power, energy. You know, he says in there, the Word of God speaks, when the Word of God speaks, it's alive and full of power. Full of power, meaning making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. So the Word goes forth and it's performed, and we all know that. So the word energy is engaging. I work, accomplish, operative, but it's to energize us, and it's working in our situations. It's working in our circumstances. It's working in our bodies, and it takes us from one place to another. All we need is as God's people, as God's covenant people who believe God, we believe God, we're covenanted to God, therefore we get the Bible, right? And the Bible is alive and active, and we bring it to life through faith. We just need to believe it, and we do believe it because we believe God. So through our faith in God, we get the Bible, which is full of power, it's full of promises. And it says in there, to put forth power, right? To work for one or to aid one. So the word of God, it works for us. It's like it serves us. As people of God, we get the Word of God to serve us and to do for us what we need. What do we need? We go to the Word and we find out what it is we need. Do we need physical power? Do we need resurrection power? Do we need to come to life from the dead? Do we need to raise the dead to life, right? We speak the Word of God with power into our circumstances, into our situations, and it will work for us. It goes to work. It's our servant. The Word of God, he came as a servant. The Bible is our servant to us. It works for us. Okay, so we need energy. You need energy. You need power. Power, dunamis power. And I'll read this, 6:12. Oh, no. 6:14. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become well known. And they of his court said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. And that is why these mighty powers of performing miracles are at work in him. These mighty powers are at work in him. And those mighty powers is the dunamis power. Is the dunamis power that is used. And we get that by what? The Holy Spirit working inside of us. So with the Holy Spirit working inside of us and us using the Word to serve us, not going to it to look for what we need to do. in our power, in our ability, in our strength. No, we go to the Word so it can serve us to see what it can do for us. It's the other way around. We've got it backwards, and that's why we're always drained. That's why we don't have any power. That's why we're full of fear, because we're not activating our faith and using our faith and going to the Word and commanding it to work for us. Not fearful of being wrong, not fearful of making mistakes, but getting up and just declaring into our circumstances, into our spheres, our homes, our lives, whatever it is that we need, taking out the Word and getting it to go and do what it says it's going to do, right? The Word goes forth and it's performed, doesn't return void. All those scriptures that everybody can rattle off, but do we have faith for it? Do you put the faith in? Do you powerfully believe it? Because when you speak it and you believe it and you come in by faith, you're agreeing with it and it goes forth and it's performed in your life. So full of energy, dunamis, power, come forth, strength, ability, power. That's an inherent power. And it gives you the ability and the capability to do the work that God's called you to do. Miraculous powers for miracles, which are miracles. It's not just miracles going and healing the sick in those senses. It's actual miracles raising, bringing dead things to life. Declaring in circumstances, declaring in your cities where it looks dull and void, that you speak the Word of God into it and that power, that mighty power of God goes forth and it resurrects the life in that city and the whole life, the whole city comes to life because of the dunamis, miraculous powers working in you. You speak it, everything comes to life, including you. But your city, your circumstances, your pocketbook, every area, family, education, every area, you speak the Word of God in, mixed with your faith, and boom, everything comes alive because that's what you get as a people of God. Amen? All right, that's it. God bless you guys. See you later.